You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Tell you what, something crazy, right?
Coach, can you take us through the final minutes and what it feels like in that locker room right now?
You can hear it. We're off the snide. You know, we just got to love the way this feels. Got to find a way to stack them up. A lot of stuff that we got to clean up, but just proud of the guys because we didn't quit. And that's probably the biggest thing I'll take away from it.
Robert, you've been talking all summer about waiting for those guys to emerge and figuring out who they're going to be in that fourth quarter to win the games. Was this the vision to some degree?
We were the benefit of getting the opportunity on that last touchdown from Chubb or whoever it was, and just gave us an op. And, that whole fourth quarter, again, you have an opportunity to seize the game, and then a couple of penalties here, a couple of drop passes here. But proud of them, just the resolve to regroup, and when we got that opportunity to take advantage of it and make something spectacular happen.
Was there a moment where you could just feel something like shift the tide the other way?
It was the onside kick, because even though that explosive play, they gave us a chance, and. The onside kick with the new rules have been so rare, but once that happened, there was no doubt we were scoring once we got that ball.
Was that right in front of you, Robert?
It was right in front. Right away. That was awesome.
What did you say to the guys before they went out there for that last drive?
Well, you're trying to stay out of their ear. A lot of conversation with the position coaches and Mike trying to regroup. Just told Mike he's got plenty of time. It was almost normal football. We had so much time and told him, hey, don't give him too much time when we score. Credit to those guys. Joe Flacco was absolutely lights out. Four touchdown passes. A really good game from those guys. Same thing. He's got grit. He's a dynamic football player. We all know that. He's still trying to find his footing. His sky is the limit. I thought he did a really nice job today. Obviously, even he's got a couple of things that he's got to clean up, especially right there in the fourth quarter. But again, he showed resolve, got that big touchdown at the end. I mean, he's going to be a stud for a long time.
Let's talk about the maturity of this team to be able to come back 13 points down with 155 left.
I'm going to go to the quarterback first with Joe. Just a calming force. He's been in a lot of these situations. Leading a bunch of young men, and thought he was cool and calm, got the ball where it needed to go, and it just left the door open just a crack, and it was enough for our guys to break through. It was awesome.
So, what was that like to have such a drastic switch in emotions in the span of like 5 or 6 minutes?
I feel like that happens every game. It does. It's I've won on Hail Marys. I've lost on Hail Marys. I've won in last second game. It's just you've at this point in my life, I've experienced all of it, and so I'm never surprised what the league has to offer. But those that roller coaster never changes.
Robert, Ashton Davis has been a little bit buried here a little bit. What was that? What do you feel for him to make that last play?
Maybe he's been buried. Maybe to others, not here. There's a reason why he made this football team. He's been getting better every single week. He was opportunistic last year in finding the ball. He's just getting his feet wet and trying to find his footing. And people take for granted how good he is on team. So, but to give him that opportunity, we went three down to try to keep the ball in front. And credit to him, just keeping his eye on the quarterback, came away with one.
You took a lot of heat this week with the comment, and a lot of people didn't like your quarterback decision to stick with Joe. Any personal vindication?
No. We've got to win a hell of a lot more than one game to cash in on those.
So how can a win like this possibly, catch fire with a young team and continue that momentum?
We'll see. We've got to. You have no choice, right? We've got a Super Bowl runner-up coming in town this week, a dynamic offense, really good defense, and I'm sure they remember last year. So they're going to come in guns blazing, and we got to be able to answer it.
Robert, without giving any, private conversation stuff, but with you and Joe, I mean, obviously you left the door a little bit open with us on Monday. That, you know, everything was kind of up for review, so to speak, the quarterback thing. So, even though you're sticking with them all the way, but did you have a conversation with him about that during the week? You know,
We talk randomly. But Joe's 37 years old. He's been in this league a long time. He's seen the worst of times and the best of times. And he knows that last week wasn't his best game, and you just trust that a guy like Joe, who has been in this league long enough, he's gonna rebound, and you knew that he'd take care of the football and he'd get the ball where it needed to go and give ourselves a chance. And even in that first half, you know, that offense is freaking good. That's an underrated offense over there in Cleveland, and we just kept going punch for punch and. We got that onside kick, gave us a chance.
And you obviously have to still watch the film. How did you feel like the defense played?
We're going to look back, especially in that fourth quarter. A lot of missed tackles because we're going for the ball, which is unacceptable. We had plenty of time left. We didn't need to do what we were doing. And so to just go back and just look at that learning moment again, you know, that's not the time. Just get the ball carrier down. If you got a clean shot at it, take a clean shot at it. But credit to them, those two backs, they're workhorses, and that's what they do. They just keep grinding on you. We're stuffing the run early. Defense didn't make that stop in the fourth quarter that knocked them out of field goal range, that gave us the ball. But so there's going to be a lot of stuff when we look back at it that we've got to clean up.
Are you surprised, Chubb? Did you lay down there instead of scoring?
I don't know. That's going to be one that shows up on Friday for us as teachable moments. And I'm sure, you know, Kevin, Coach Stefanski is very, very detailed. I'm sure that's in their vocabulary, and I'm sure it's just one of those moments. I mean, it's, they score, and the echo on the headset is they gave us a chance. See what happens.
How much easier is it to have these teachable moments when you have this result?
It's a lot easier. It's so much easier to have these conversations, but the conversation still has to be real, and it still has to be hard, and we got to get a lot of stuff fixed. Everyone finished the game. They'll be reevaluated tomorrow, but everyone finished.
So, were you all kind of not happy when Chubb scored? Did you feel like that was the better?
That was our only. Yeah, I've never been so happy for a missed tackle in my life. that was our only chance, and so credit to the offense, stepped up. Took advantage of a busted coverage on Corey's play and left us enough time to be able to get the onside and win. So,
okay. Last one here.
Miles Garrett made a few plays in the first half, but it seemed like the offensive line did a pretty good job.
Yeah, I think we wore him out. We were chipping the heck out of him running. I thought we ran the ball really well for the most part, and it was hot down there. And you could just see. I mean, the guy's an unbelievable talent, but I think. I'm not going to speak for him, but we were trying to bother the heck out of them all game.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.